from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Hey, football fans, you want the real deal? The raw, unfiltered truth about everything going down in the NFL? Join Mark Schlereth, 3-time Super Bowl champ, on the Stinkin' Truth podcast. He's breaking it all down for you. No punches pulled. From the game-changing moments that won or lost a game to the player evaluations, this is analysis you won't hear anywhere else. Mark's got you covered. So strap in and get ready for the ride, because this isn't your average football podcast. Follow the Stinkin' Truth in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's Mike Shope.
We were having a very serious conversation about mayonnaise here.
And the Bulldog.
And don't even talk to me about weed.
On WGR Sports Radio 550.
I just told Bulldog this, but I have a friend, Jake, from who's from the island.
State
we grew
Farm.
Up together.
Jake,
I know, I know. Farm. Right. He lives out west. And he and
get
his brother,
it? Jake from State Farm. I'm sorry, go ahead.
Are brilliant marketing, right? I mean, they've taken a name.
Yeah, I know, right?
And made it theirs.
I wish none of that had happened.
Just for free.
Can we dump all this?
He and his brother, who also lives out west, are in town this week. And I just mentioned him because we talk about getting together and he's got a tight schedule. And I guess I do. But I brought up that we're drafting together tonight.
I shouldn't laugh like that. You've got two kids that are playing sports. You have a tight schedule. I shouldn't have given you that much.
Remind me tomorrow on the air what I did tomorrow morning. I'll tell you what happens tomorrow morning.
All right.
Then you'll hear about my schedule. So I just told him we're going to be out drafting tonight. If you want to drop by, and I thought to myself when I did it, you know, this guy literally skis Mount St. Helens. But maybe he'll want to come watch us draft fantasy players. You know, maybe that would sound exciting to somebody who's sort of an adventurous, the most adventurous thrill seeker guy that I think I know might drop by our draft and watch us drink.
Draft, our station league that features, you know, like people who worked here 30 years ago and then some people who never worked here.
Yeah.
So, you know, yeah, well, good. You know, I'm sure they'll enjoy that.
We'll see. I don't think that in itself will matter.
No, right.
Whom in this?
What? Right.
I don't think he's going to care
about
that.
Well, I don't know. Is it possible like this? Like, well, it's the people from the station. Like, you know, you expect to see Sal and Jeremy and Joe. Like,
he's getting Joe.
Joe. That's right. Joe is in the league. I forgot.
And you.
And me.
And me.
Right.
We're friends.
Yeah.
So, Nate, I believe.
Nate.
Paul.
Is in this league.
Paul. Don't, I mean,
all
Paul.
Right. You know what?
That's half of it.
I take it all back. They should come. This will guaranteed to be a better time than skiing Mount St. Helens.
Which he's not, that's not the alternative today, of course, but yes. I'm not, that's a big big sales pitch right there for our little night. Okay, well, we waited an hour. First day back, Labor Day weekend, week one, you know, let's sort of ramp up here to the opener. But cannot wait any longer. It's time now for Reverse AFC Power Rankings powered by Empire Electric, your residential neighborhood electrician. Visit EmpireElectricians.com. How do we see it as we get to week one?
Here's the thing that I see. I think in starting with what I would expect to be their week one game. Let me see who this team is playing in week one. They are at the Los Angeles Chargers.
Uh-oh.
I would expect that the Las Vegas Raiders games will just have, I think, a countdown clock to when they trade Devontae Adams in the corner of the screen. I think that should, and if it's not there, fans will be doing that themselves. The Raiders fans would just be counting down to, like, when are we trading Devontae Adams? That's it.
It's the whole season.
How much are we going to get? Up. Are we going to get at least a? Can we get a one? He's 31, big contract. Can we get a one?
Listen, fair. I get it. Here's their first six games. At the Chargers, they're a 3-point underdog. At Baltimore, okay. Carolina at home. Cleveland at home. At Denver, Pittsburgh. You're not trading anybody if you're 3-3, right? It'll be last year where they just sort of move along, you know, in the middle, pretend in the hunt. That's not the whole schedule, but in fact, it gets quite a bit tougher after that. Rams, Chiefs, Bengals, Dolphins. When's the deadline? Halloween?
Later. Well, I shouldn't have rushed it. They moved it. So it's like a week or two later than it's been. So maybe mid-November now? I can't remember what week it's after. But I know there was a big deal. Some in the league wanted it pushed back, and I think they finally got that through.
I think I don't like them at 16. I have at other times, I guess, probably. But I think they'll be in the lower middle. Minshew is like sort of that quarterback. Adams is good. Max Crosby is great. You know, they have enough okay. They're not the Patriots, where it sounds like they just can't bring themselves to start the quarterback that had the better summer because they think he might die.
Right. And that's definitely how the Patriots sound.
And I don't think the Raiders are that. And the schedule is pretty playable for a while. 16 is New England for me.
I'm New England. Pretty much for the exact same reasons.
And Brissett, even their own coach is saying, doesn't make them better than May, who's never played a game in the league.
Yeah, they definitely, I don't think they've said we're worried our quarterback will die. But everything they've said indicates that that's what they really think. Like the way and the people who cover the team certainly will steer you there too. Like, and that's opinion, but they're basing that off of how the team sounds about him, and how the team sounds about him to me is, I think it looks pretty good. It's promising, but we don't want him to get murdered.
There it is. New England, a 9-point underdog, biggest number of the week at Cincinnati, 1 o'clock Sunday, 15.
Well, there are rules.
Pittsburgh.
I'm going to have to say Raiders again here.
I'm willing to go Raiders here. I'm moving now more into the less to the future. How do these teams look and more just how they are now in the Raiders? They're not as bad as New England, but they're not great.
Raiders at Chargers, as we said, +3 in LA, 4:05 on Sunday. The Raiders have one night game all year. Atlanta, Week 15 at home on a Monday.
The Raiders have one night game.
Yep.
Wow.
With two Chief games, with the Rams, with the Ravens, you don't necessarily want
with Las that. Vegas. just Las Vegas.
Yep. At Miami. Nope. They have one scheduled night game, December 16th against the Falcons. Your Falcons. 14. Pittsburgh. Didn't you hear? Isaac Samula is out.
Well, I can't really get with putting a team 14th in this exercise that I think will challenge for a playoff spot. So I need to counter with someone. It feels like a lot of people are getting behind Denver. So I don't know. Is that right? I'm going to say Denver.
I like Denver better than Pittsburgh. For this, not
overall. No, I gotcha. Yeah.
Pitt. Wow. Wheels coming off.
Really? Already?
I think so. Yeah. Well, they haven't exactly been detached yet. Yeah. But it's got to be this year. Too many years in a row of defying logic. With
It could go really badly. I mean, Russell Wilson is not, I don't know, a normal person, it seems, maybe. And so if there's some struggles there, it could get pretty awkward pretty fast. So I hear you. I think they'll win their nine games.
They are a team, though, that like after week one, I could like overreact to and be like, no, they're the worst team in football. Like they are on a knife's edge in terms of like how I think most people even feel about them.
This whole idea that they're going to be actually bad is totally put to the test in week one at Atlanta, which I and like everybody loves.
Mm-hmm.
3-point line. I think I'd want to bet Pittsburgh because only 3? Look at everything they've done.
They go in there and win a 19-13
exactly.
game. That's Pittsburgh all day long. Wilson is 11 for 27 for 116 yards. But
TJ Watt.
TJ Watt, the scoop and score or something. I totally see it. That's Steeler football.
Arthur Smith revenge. Everybody hates Arthur Smith, makes fun of him. He goes in there as the Pittsburgh assistant and beats the Falcons. I mean, I want 30-6, but
yeah.
I feel like that's in the range. 13.
Tennessee. Nothing they've done this offseason makes me trust them even slightly. And then Will Levis. I think he's fun. I don't know if there's any substance there.
I think I've become a Will Levis guy.
How has that happened?
I don't know.
Was it the throw in practice, the slow-mo?
I don't think I saw that, so no.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Hey, football fans, you want the real deal? The raw, unfiltered truth about everything going down in the NFL? Join Mark Schlereth, 3-time Super Bowl champ, on the Stinkin' Truth podcast. He's breaking it all down for you. No punches pulled. From the game-changing moments that won or lost a game to the player evaluations, this is analysis you won't hear anywhere else. Mark's got you covered. So strap in and get ready for the ride, because this isn't your average football podcast. Follow the Stinkin' Truth in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
That's not good. That's
I don't think I saw that. I don't know.
Worrying.
I don't know. I don't know.
Mike, help.
I like Will Levis.
Chargers.
No, I like that. I watched the Connor Stallions documentary on Netflix. Definitely recommend it. Very anti-Michigan Harbaugh stance right now for me. Mm-hmm. That could go away on Saturday, yeah. But that's where I'm at.
All right. I'll run with Chargers.
3-point home favorite against the Raiders. 12. All right. Denver. Actually, Denver.
Okay, I'll go Denver.
There are reasons to be hopeful.
Like I always said, I'll go Denver. I had to go Denver. I already thought of them. I already put them forward. I was locked in.
You submitted Denver in an earlier round.
Yeah.
I just don't know how much talent. So, fine if we all have decided that Bo Nix is going to throw 15 passes a game to the running backs. But what does that amount to? And he can move a little bit. Denver plus 6, 405 Sunday at Seattle. Is it really all these games are 405 except Dallas-Cleveland? Interesting if they did that. 11, Titans.
I see Washington and Tampa as 425.
Oh, yeah?
By the way, on my schedule.
I don't. MGM has 405, but I don't know who's right.
Well, I'm at ESPN.com, so make your jokes.
I figured. At least the draft is on there later. Do they actually have Commanders at ESPN.com, or have they not gotten around to updating that yet? It's called Commanders? That's a cheap shot. I'm sure they changed it promptly years ago.
In the standings, it says Commanders, yeah.
11, Tennessee.
I'm still in Tennessee.
10.
All right. Jacksonville.
Sure. Tennessee, did I not give you? At the Bears, plus 3.5, 1 o'clock Sunday. Jacksonville is at Miami. Miami starts with 2 home games. 1 o'clock Sunday as well. Also a 3.5-point underdog. Jacksonville at the Dolphins. Real games that we won't be able to watch because we'll be watching the Bills. But we'll tell you, somebody will tell you what happened.
We'll all find out together.
We'll find out. 9.
Really, we won't find out together because we all won't be watching together. We'll find out separately. It's really the opposite of together.
Indianapolis.
Sure.
Home to Houston. 3-point underdog at home. Rematch of a Week 18 game that was for the AFC South that Houston won.
I'm going to have to get somewhere on Anthony Richardson by probably about 7:15 or so tonight.
I experienced that this weekend. I did 4 fantasy drafts, and every time he came around at like round 7, 8, I'm like, Can't do it. Nope. I don't like the feeling.
We are super flex two quarterbacks, so like he's, you know, we're picking fourth and he's right around there. Like, I don't know, maybe on the way back.
I barely like one of my quarterbacks.
I just don't know. I don't know if I can get there. Like a guy that barely played. I mean, I know there's no rhyme or reason to a lot of that, but I'm too scared to draft him that high.
You know, I'd like to chime in on this fantasy discussion.
You got some thoughts?
I have a lot of Richardson. He's an easy click for his talent and opportunity and the coach and everything. Like it's. Right. He doesn't have the Bears receivers, but there's so much to like there. The problem I have, this is sort of like a Josh Allen point, too. Just draft Daniels. You know, rounds later, just draft Daniels or just draft Caleb Williams or just draft, you know, even like Herbert, who gets buried in these things, might, that's not the same upside, but I don't know. It's just rich. No pun intended, Richardson. Mm-hmm. It's just rich. Like, I don't plan on drafting a quarterback tonight in the first round because I think this year for me has been sort of proof that you can do, even in super flex, you can do fine waiting. You just won't get, you know, the guy you think is QB1, probably. But do you. You do you. We'll see what happens. Maybe I'll take him after saying all this.
Right. Well, who knows? Smokescreen season.
Yes, it is. It's almost over. Eight. Browns, I guess?
Sure.
Cleveland home to Dallas, 4:25 Sunday. Tom Brady, 2.5-point favorite at home against the Cowboys.
Is that at least a little surprising?
Brady?
No.
They're favored?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think yes.
Yeah.
The Browns get a lot of respect.
When I noticed that we were talking to Trista last hour, I'm like, am I seeing that right? I'm at ESPN.com here. Just looking at the schedule. They've got the line there. Okay.
I mean, there are questions about Dallas.
Sure. Yeah.
Name their good skill position players.
CeeDee Lamb. I'm done.
Lamb.
Schultz is pretty
good. Ferguson.
Ferguson. Sorry. Yeah. Schultz was there and went to Houston.
Right.
Yeah,
so. Maybe he's good. Maybe it doesn't matter. I don't know. It's like, it's thin.
Yeah. Well, they did, you know. They brought back a seeming corpse of a running back and then doubled down on that with someone who's slightly less dead than Ezekiel Elliott by bringing Delvin Cook in. So good job, Dallas.
What, Blank wasn't available?
Didn't miss that last week.
Fournette went to Indy. I think it was a tryout. I don't know if he signed there, but Fournette.
I did see something about him going somewhere for work. Yeah.
Seven. Cincinnati.
The Jets.
All right, I'll go with Zach on the Jets.
Six.
Bengals.
Five. Miami. Did I do the spreads on these games? The Bengals home to New England. I did that one. Jets at San Francisco Monday night +4. That's good.
I want to go for Houston here.
Houston at 5. I'm Miami.
I like the change up. We'll go Houston here. I know Stephon Diggs had a GQ article today that came out. Basically admitted he wanted the shakeup for both Minnesota and Buffalo. So
yeah,
and he wants the ball. So we'll see how long that lasts.
I'm sure it'll be fine. And I'm not being sarcastic. It's going to be fine. All that the bad reputation stuff. It barely followed him from Minnesota. We never really thought about it until last offseason, really. Or the Bengal game, I guess. It sort of became public. And then we were kind of nervous wrecks about it for more than a year. I would expect it to go great in Houston, starting out here. Even if he doesn't get, you know, a ton of target share. Because they're pretty stacked.
By the odds, he would be favored to finish the season with more receiving yards than any Bill. Despite Collins and Dell. Mm-hmm. And Schultz. 900.5 is his line. I would be under. I think maybe Joe Ostrowski brought that up. Somebody did last. Maybe it was Joe. Was Joe on last week? I think he was, right? I don't know. Sorry for not remembering that, but I got a question recently, Diggs 900.5, and I said under. Maybe it was Matt Collar. Anyway, I'll figure that out on my own. Four, Miami. Or I never will.
Sure, Miami's Miami. Four. Yeah.
Three Bills.
Sure.
Generous. The shakeup there with the Bengals and the Texans made room.
Yes.
Cleared a path for the Bills.
The Bills came barging through that door.
Two.
I'll go Baltimore.
Yeah, me too. Kansas City won. Again, big high drama. Maybe we should do these the way Bill Daly does the NHL lottery, where you skip right to one. After you get to three, then here's the winner. Right? That's what the NHL does.
Right, that's right.
Would you ever want to do anything the way the NHL does, though?
No, never. No. Almost across the board, exclusively.
No. This is better?
Yeah.
We're sure?
I'm positive. I'm not even... I haven't thought about it prior to now, and I'm done thinking about it. Yes. Affirmative.
Reverse AFC Power Rankings on WGR, powered by Empire Electric, your residential neighborhood electrician. Visit EmpireElectricians.com, Baltimore at Kansas City. This time around, I did not mention the Chiefs Thursday night favored by 3. 803-0550, thoughts on Bills-Cardinals? Here we are to the end of the offseason. How was it? Mike Schoep and the Bulldog, Ross Tucker at 5 on WGR.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norse Sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Hey, football fans, you want the real deal? The raw, unfiltered truth about everything going down in the NFL? Join Mark Schlereth, 3-time Super Bowl champ, on the Stinkin' Truth podcast. He's breaking it all down for you. No punches pulled. From the game-changing moments that won or lost a game to the player evaluations, this is analysis you won't hear anywhere else. Mark's got you covered. So strap in and get ready for the ride, because this isn't your average football podcast. Follow the Stinkin' Truth in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.